my brain. My dash is dusty, my plates are expired. Please, Mr. Officer, let me explain. I got to make it to a powwow tonight. I'll be singing 49 down by the riverside, looking for sugar, riding in my Indian car. Got my cheaper in the glove box, I ain't got no spare. Got a feather from an eagle, I ain't got no care. The road is empty in my bottle of desire. Daylight is breaking, the sun touches fire. I got to make another powwow tonight. I'll be singing 49 down by the riverside, looking for sugar, riding in my Indian car.
Welcome to the Native Broadcast Network with the Native Guys.
I'm Russ.
And I'm Trilby.
Welcome to the Powwow Trail with the Native Guys. Hoo-cha!
There, it's another day on the Powwow Trail, and at this time we're getting ready for grand entry. First call, second call, and final call. All dancers and singers, you should be at the arbor already. We have our head staff here and accounted for. So whenever you're ready, host drum, take it away, make them dance Indian style. Hookah!
Hey, 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 hey Joby. It's the sound of the powwow. You know, we're hearing the MC. We're talking about the MC that's getting us ready, as you brought out in our very first part of the show, and that great MC voice you have. But you know what? Last week we got to discuss with the talented Elaine Miles, and I recommend if you missed it, go back and check out the podcast there at someguytalking.com or here on the blogtalkradio.com/nativeguy. It was a pretty nice little debate, wouldn't you say, Chilby? Or more or less the discussion that we had, and the discussion was more or less about, well, there's a lot of changes going on in the powwow world, but, you know, that's okay. Powwows are still pretty awesome to me. They're some of the greatest things that I love to go to and enjoy. So what else is new in the world? Trilby, I see that you got to hang out last week up there at the Kickapoos at their powwow. And, man, there's a lot of things going on this weekend, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, man. And you know what? I just realized while you were talking there, you were asking me those questions. I realized I was shaking my head yes, and ain't no one going to hear the rocks in my head shaking from way over here, so.
They might.
Yeah, but, you know, this weekend, man, this last weekend, I got to go to the Kickapoo powwow over in Horton, Kansas, and it was a nice powwow, man. It was a nice, laid-back, traditional powwow. They had, because it wasn't as hot as it usually is, but, you know, it was pretty warm, but they didn't have grand entries Friday night and Saturday night, and only one grand entry for the weekend was at 8 o'clock both nights.
Well, it's pretty hot here in Kansas.
Yeah, yeah, but you know, they have, you know, the ending time, you know, grand entries didn't get into almost
we
9.
Chan,
so.
We good
sun, yeah, sun was down by the time we got in there, but you know, it was really nice. So, and as they had 5 drums show up for their little powwow, you know, and it was, you know, a small powwow, 5 drums is perfect, because if you have any less, you know, you're singing every 5 seconds, every 10 seconds, you know, it's just one after another.
I've seen you do that before.
Oh yeah, man, I've had no voice after those powwows.
Yeah, that's good
too.
Ways.
Yeah, but you know, they had 5 drums, so you know, it's perfect because you sang, and then 4 songs, and you sang. So you know, we sang about anywhere from 5 to 10
wow.
songs per session, and then, you know, and we got to sing a lot, but we didn't get oversung.
Well,
I guess
good.
You would say.
Yeah, it's good.
I never did those SATs very good.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's
neither.
Oversung or oversang.
We'll
so.
Let them decide.
And then, oh, another cool thing, too, that they had was their pay, you know, a traditional powwow, you know, they pay everybody for coming up, was, you know, they paid the kids who had the same amount as the adults this year.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, I thought that was pretty cool. There, you know, like, hey, you know, come to our powwow, you know, we pay everybody equally, you know, that was pretty cool there. So that was pretty good. And, you know, before we go on any further, you know, I just want to give another big shout out to Elaine Miles for
that was awesome, huh?
For coming on our show last week. And yeah, you know, it was it really wasn't a debate, because we were kind of all on the same page.
I think so.
So, you know, it was more like a group discussion than a debate, because, you know, we all agreed on everything. So
it's a good therapy session, I would say.
Hey, guys. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought you were gonna play the devil's advocate during that show. But
I was trying to, but you guys were making too many good points, and I couldn't figure any. I was like, well, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so, you know, it was really good. You know, it was really good for her to, you know, call in. You know, she was by that phone ready for us to talk
yeah.
to us while we're getting the show ready here. So, you know, just another big thank you to Elaine Miles for helping us out last week. And she, you know, yeah, she had some really good points and all the stuff she was saying. So it was a good show. Good
it
show.
Was a great show. You remember anything about those dance styles that she liked?
Let's see. Traditional was her style of dance.
Yeah.
And then
wait, don't tell us. If you're listening in, go to someguytalking.com or Facebook us. We're at Native.
Yeah, you know what? We should give something away. If anybody's listening to this, the first person to comment on our page, we should give them something.
We can give them something. I'd give them hell if you want.
Dang. You know, I mean, it might be a really small, insignificant gift, but you know what? We can
maybe we'll print out a picture of, and we'll autograph the Native Guy broadcast picture, and we'll send it out to you.
Or we could
first
get
5, plus if they share it.
Hey, yeah, there you go. The first 5 people to comment on our Native Broadcasting Facebook.
Yeah.
About what? She said there was 2 of her favorite styles of dances. So if you can name one of them, you'll get hooked up with something.
We'll get hooked up with something. Hell or whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's there at the Native Broadcast Network on Facebook or on someguytalking.com. You can go right there and tell us what it is, and we'll even possibly shout it out on the air, give you hell on the air. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, man, that sounds good. We need to start doing something to get people involved
in
this show.
That is key. So, you know what, Chilby? Perhaps people are wondering what it is about this powwow trail that we're doing. You know, we've been through several episodes, and from our first episode one about powwow memories, and then we went to dancing our styles and talking about our favorite snags, and we're on episode 6. Pick up some sticks. You know, and we're going to discuss that powwow MC as you brought us into the powwow and giving us those first, second, and third calls. You didn't even really have a chance to get ready, people. That happens. But you know what? What in the world? Why do they need a master of ceremonies at a powwow?
All right. As you think about the question a second, think back to the last MC you heard at any powwow, you know, local or far. And the power that you just came from, and have yourself painted a mental picture. So you might want to close your eyes and listen to the mellow sounds
of Trilby Wawasi.
Now try to remember what he was saying and visualize the surroundings. Because you know what, even when I'm MCing myself, I think back to powwows where I've heard MCs and, you know, trying to kind of not really steal their style, but, you know, just like this MC announced about the arts and crafts.
Yeah.
You know, remind the spectators and dancers we have arts and crafts. So that's when that pops into my head, you know, that's what I throw out there. So if you focus in on what they're saying, I would tell you what I can recall. You know, again, it was hearing stories, even stories, man. You know, a lot of MCs, man, they have a lot of great stories all the time. So, and you know, you get them stories from all over the powwow trail. So, and it's part, it makes part of the culture, man. That's what's part of the, makes it great, man. That's what just, it's just beautiful, beautiful.
Weecha, he said beautiful. He's crying.
And
he's
what makes a great opportunity to learn, to understand, to be shown is that spirit of what looks similar and how the ones around you are dressed today. It is to me the MC who helps guide the powwows along, and you know, if you just have an MC that comes in and says, grand entry.
I've seen it.
You know, I've seen it too. You know, it can really kill your powwow. You know, you got them good MCs that are talking, you know, as dancers come up to register, you know, they're telling little funny stories about these people. Because, you know, the MCs are on the powwow trail as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of times, you know, they have them really good stories that they save for behind the mic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've heard them, too. Yeah.
You know, one of the craziest things I saw was we was in California. It might have been, like, mid-Southern California. And the MC got up and says, all right, grand entry. Traditional special, you're next. And then that was the last we heard.
Yeah.
And the MC disappeared. What the heck happened? And then the next thing you know, we see this traditional dancer walking up and comes up and just grabs the mic and says, all right, traditional special, everybody get out in the arena, puts the mic down and goes into the arena.
What in the world?
And dances in the special, wins the special, and then we don't see the MC again for another 20 minutes until they come back to the announcer stand in their clothes again.
Weecha, that's good ways right there.
You know, that was crazy, man. I ain't never seen an MC do that before. So
I haven't either. Holy moly. So do you still got that picture in your mind about that power MC and some of the things like you're saying? Man, boy, howdy, I know if you're not paying attention. Let me tell you a true story, Chilby, about one of the time me and my brothers, you know, we sing around here with a drum group they call Red Buffalo, and we were set up here in a powwow, I guess it's east of here, from Lawrence, where we're at, in the LFK up there to Leavenworth. And
LFK.
The LFK. And we were going to go set up there, and, man, we showed up late, for one, at that powwow, and we were supposed to be on time, so that's a different story for a reason why we were late. We won't discuss that right now. We'll discuss that at a different time, because it's just, that gives me good memories too, because I just hear, all I remember is psh. But anyways, that's a different story. Getting back to the story, you know, we show up at the powwow and we get to sing a few intertribal songs. We get to sing a few exhibition songs, and then as they're getting ready to stop for supper break, boy, how did we started packing up and putting our drum away, and we're going to get ready to go head out and go eat. And Man, as we got up to leave, that MC is like, hey, you boys, where you guys going? Y'all need to sit back down. It's like, well, what for? It's like, well, we call on y'all to sing that final song to dismiss us for a supper break. You guys should be paying attention. Instead, y'all's over there cracking up. Dang, we tore it that day. But we got back. We sat back down. And from that period onward, you know what? We made sure we start and at least have that one guy, right? You know that. Have that one guy paying attention.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, you know, in our drum group, you know, that one guy's usually my dad that's paying attention, man. Oh, me and my brother get started, man. And, you know what? I can tell you what. If you go to any one of these local powwows around here and you hear a drum group, man, just busting up laughing louder than the whole powwow itself, man, that's our drum group.
Oh, yeah, that's how we are, too. Well, I can remember, recall, missing all kind of points. From just, you know, that powwow MC's like saying, hey, we call on y'all to sing that song. Was he talking to us? Hey. You know, you've done it, some of your drum groups. If you haven't, well, I guess I'm telling off on myself. We jump.
Yep. And then, don't forget this one. We need to start plugging our stuff some more, too, here. So if you want to listen to any of our back episodes or if you want to listen live every Friday at 3 o'clock, make sure to go to someguytalking.com.
Oh yeah, most definitely. What can you find at someguytalking.com?
You can find the player for
blog talk radio.
Yes, thank you.
You don't have to go there. You can just go straight to someguytalking.com, right?
Yeah, that's right. And then if there's a little thing on the website, it's called an RSS.
Really simple syndicate.
Yes. If you click that on the website, it looks like a wireless signal. Mm-hmm. If you click that, you'll always be up to date on when our shows are coming out or when you can listen to the rebroadcast on there, too.
Can you find it on your Android and iPhone?
I believe you can.
I found it on my Android. I know someguytalking.com is Android compatible. It possibly is Android or iPhone compatible. I'm not sure yet.
It probably is. I don't know. I'm not a big iPhone person, so
we need to find a technical guy in here and get him hired one of these days.
Yeah, you know, Android, you know, I can do all the stuff with the Androids because, you know, it's open source software. Yeah. So, you know, I have fun with those, but the iPhone not so much. And then also we also have the Twitters.
Oh yeah, what is your Twitter feed?
My Twitter is
@thatnativeguy_ Tweet Trilby there, or you can tweet me at that native guy talking, or at native guy talking. No G on the end. All one word.
You're not a G?
No, I'm not a G.
Golly. All right. And then also our emails, man. If you want to send us in photos, or if you want to hear some of your songs played, or if you're a singer yourself and you recorded 3 minutes of video of yourself singing, send them on in.
Tell them, upload their video, send them to us, and we'll upload them to our site for you.
Yeah, we'll upload them to our site, and we'll play your song on the radio too. So
I guess we should let people know, someguytalking.com, there are a lot of capabilities. We can put videos up. We can put your music up if you want. So, wow. Yeah, come check it out.
Yeah, yeah, you can email me at hold3down@gmail.com.
Or someguytalkingstuff@yahoo.com.
Talking stuff. All right. I thought you were
some guy talking stuff. We job.
Yep. And then pretty soon too, we'll have our own Twitter for Native Broadcasting Network too.
We're working on those things a little bit at a time. Chilby, we're almost out of time here in the last 2 minutes, man. What is the plans for the powwows this weekend? Do we know of anything going on locally, globally, worldwide? If you're listening across the world and on the internet radio waves, since we can reach all over the world, we thank you for listening.
Yeah, for me, I got a show this weekend. I'm actually getting ready to go to Manhattan, Kansas to do a show for a school district out there. So, but they also, I know of Winnebago powwows going on this weekend, just right up the road.
Oh, yeah, that's a big powwow going on. And I'm pretty sure if you got any powwow flyers or anything going on, let us know. We'd be happy to read them out anytime for you, months in ahead if you want. But, you know, it's always a great time here. As we were talking about the powwow MC, we are basically MCing ourselves today, weren't we, Chubby?
Oh, yeah, man. I was getting into it, too. So.
I'm still not going to tell that story until another episode.
You know, we're going to have to do one of these episodes of a future episode that we talk about.
No doubt. We're going to have to tell you about some of these episodes that are for a future episode. So that episode might run a little bit long because that's for a future episode, for a future episode. So if you can figure that out, you're doing pretty good.
Yep. And then we'll make sure to put that parental advisory on that show too. So,
and if you get confused, it's not my fault.
Get that, pull out that Urban Dictionary online.
Yes.
Help you out with that one. So, well, I guess we're about to go into some music here, aren't we?
We are. We've got a little bit of time before we go into the music. We're going to hear a big block of songs. You know, we want to encourage you. Again, Chilby, give them your Twitter page, your Twiddle handle, and your Twiddle handle. What the hell? Somebody take that bottle, that 40 ounce away from me.
Yep. Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at @thatnativeguy_.
And you can find me at Native Guy Talking with no G on the end.
Yep. Or you can find me on Snapchat.
Our Snapchat.
That Native Guy 49.
There you go. Or you can find us on the Facebook page. Look for Native Broadcast Network and like us, boy honey. And we do remember, as we said, if you know one of those two things that Elaine Miles,
two of her favorite styles.
Two of her favorite styles of dancing.
Name one on the Facebook page, I guess, would be the easiest way.
Yep.
Or you can go to the website, someguytalking.com, and post it on there as well.
Yeah, and let us know, like and share it, and tell us, and you'll win something.
Yeah, we don't know what it is yet.
But we're going to figure it out. You might catch hell from me, you might catch hell from Chilby, but something's going to happen.
Yep.
So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Russ.
I'm Trilby.
And we are
the Native Guys.
Hoo-cha.
You can't handle the truth.
Shut the hell up!
Hey, look up in the sky!
It's an eagle!
No, it's a buffalo.
Wait, it's just
the Native Guys.